Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Happy Cinco de Mayo, which is the 5th of May every year. I learned that when I was rather young. And there's a lot of festivities going on, and we're going to be talking to the Dos Equis girls here in a moment. And but first, if it's 9 o'clock, it must be news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Y aquí tenemos Gina con las noticias.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Ay, babu.
Very good. What's happening in the news, Gina Grad?
Well, the presidential race is heating up as the paparazzi are now clamoring to find out who the celebrities are voting for.
Oh, boy.
And such was the case when a photographer caught up with former playmate Colleen Shannon to get information on the personal details about her life, as well as her thoughts on Democratic candidate Senator Umbama.
Umbama.
Uh-huh. We have some audio of that.
All right. A new guy running for president.
Yeah.
Here we go.
To be honest, through the layovers of DJing, spending a lot of time in airports, I saw Umbama give an amazing
Oh, Bumbo. this is a playmate asked who she was voting for, and she said Umbama.
Umbama.
Oh, Bumbo.
But her friend helps her and corrects her.
That's her PR. Sort of. I think our PR person.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, the PR person helps her out.
Osama bin Laden?
Yeah, so then the other chick says, no, you mean Osama bin Laden. And then the playmate should have been, I think I was closer with Obama.
Umbama
than Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
Oh, folks, this is happening in the United States of America. I mean, these are the dumbest broads on the planet.
Do you need Jerry to get on the horn to Southwest Airlines?
No, Southwest won't take me far enough. It's Continental that takes me to Cleveland. I need a one-way ticket to Cleveland. All right, let's listen to it again in its entirety. Playmate being asked who she's voting for president.
To be honest, through the layovers of DJing, spending a lot of time in airports, I saw Umbama give an amazing...
Osama bin Laden?
You mean Osama bin Laden? I'm sorry. You mean Saddam Hussein? No. That's not either. Mussolini? No. Hitler? You're voting for Hitler? Is that right? Oh, the dumbest two chicks on the planet.
Obama?
Between the two of them, they can't figure out. I mean, you know how much information you have to avoid on a daily basis to avoid the name Obama?
Yeah.
You've got to shut out your friends, your family, the TV, the radio, the internet, newspapers, magazines. You got to shut everything out of your life to come up with Obama. Oh no, I meant Osama bin Laden.
Right.
She thinks Osama bin Laden's running for president.
She's going to vote for him, I'm sure.
She doesn't know who that is. She doesn't know the difference between Barack Obama and the biggest terrorist on the planet.
Yes, Obama. Give an amazing presidential speech, and I think he's politically correct. I think he's the type of person that will fight for the country, and if I were to vote, which I haven't voted in quite a few years, I would definitely vote for him. It's my honest, truthful
opinion. Okay. Well, thanks for your honest, truthful opinion. And when she says she's 24 and she hasn't voted in quite a few years, she's only been able to vote for 6.
Right.
What is quite a few? 2?
Quite a few, probably 3.
Doesn't it sound like she's never worn an I voted sticker?
Yeah, absolutely. She probably has worn a few I got tested stickers. But I don't know about voting.
Oh, man. Umbama. And then the PR person saves the day. Sorry, darling, don't you mean Osama bin Laden?
Oh, yeah, Osama.
Yeah. All right, the two making Playboy very proud.
Yeah.
All right, what else is happening in the news?
Well, as you know, I'm sure, the Kentucky Derby took place at the Churchill Downs last Saturday in Louisville, and Big Brown was the big winner. He defied Derby history with a 4 3/4 length victory that made him the first horse since the filly Regret in 1915 to win off just 3 career starts, and the second to win from post position number 20. And we have some audio of the very intense final few seconds of this race.
All right, here we go. The Kentucky Derby. Big Brown beats up Eight Bells.
And there goes Big Brown. Big Brown on the far outside. He's catapulting past horses. One by one now. He was fifth just a moment ago. And now he's second as they come toward the top of the stretch. Tale of a Cocky is also right there. And then Colonel John. Colonel John comes on the scene late as the field turns for home at the top of the stretch. And it is Big Brown who rolls open now to a three-length lead. Eight Bells is second, recapture the glory. It's their tail of the county is fourth in the final furlong of the Kentucky Derby. And it's going to be Big Brown bounding home to a convincing win in the Run for the Roses. It is Big Brown by five on the wire. The Philly Eight Bells was second. Dennis of Cork came from 20th to be third under the line. And Tail of the County was fourth. There's the Derby winner, Big Brown, and he delivered today.
Fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic. Those guys are still around to watch the race. Fantastic. It was quite a race. You watch it at all?
I didn't. I was busy.
Yeah, Gina Grant had a party for... We can talk about it, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Right, absolutely.
You had a party for yourself.
Uh-huh.
For your 30th birthday.
My 30th birthday.
And a lot of people showed up.
Yeah, it was a big party.
And it was going off right at the exact same time the Derby was going
yes,
off.
Yes, it was.
So you understood why, wasn't it?
Oh, of course. Tim,
all right.
Please.
All right.
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, you'll probably have your own party, your 40th and your 50th, on that same day.
Right.
First Saturday of May.
So I should just slate you for an RSVP for no thanks.
I'm out.
No sale.
Yeah, for the 40th and 50th.
Absolutely. No
and
problem.
The 60th, I probably won't be around for.
Sophia's like, sorry, I'm betting today.
She'll be fine. All right, what else is happening in the news? Gina Grant.
Well, meanwhile, as you may now be aware, former child star Gary Coleman has found himself in divorce court.
Uh-oh.
He and the 22-year-old wife of his, Shannon Price, are now filing for divorce due to irreconcilable differences. And in this clip from divorce court, Coleman reveals a very strange detail about his marriage that left the judge and everyone in the courtroom scratching their heads.
All right, Gary Coleman talking about his sex life.
Very sad.
Everybody wants to know. Everybody's always been asking, what about Gary Coleman's sex life? What's that all about? Finally, he reveals it.
Yeah. You guys do have a sex life. You've consummated your marriage, correct?
Yeah.
Well, now that's not a well, yeah.
Wait, who's heckling in the background in the courtroom?
Well, now that's not a well, yeah.
It's Jan.
It's a little
bit complicated.
It's complicated.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's complicated. Either you consummated the marriage or you didn't.
It's complicated. A couple things come to mind.
Yeah, I know. Plus, you wonder if she got drunk enough to ask Gary to go up on her. Is that possible?
It's possible.
Oh, Bumbo. All right, Gary Coleman. That guy I tell you, I love that dude, that Gary Coleman, and he's gotten such a raw deal. He's had his parents steal all his money. Then he had to become a security guard. Then he was, going from one commercial to another. And he's just the best, man. He's just he was with Cash Call for a while, too, yeah. I like that dude, yeah.
Cash Call.
Yeah. Cha-ching.
Cha-ching.
Yeah, he's that dude for a while, too.
Yeah.
All right, anything else in the news there?
Yes, well, finally, a pregnant teen in Long Beach found herself giving birth while taking a shower last week.
Yeah.
Authorities say that the cool and collected...
Jared. Serious.
The cool and collected teen then walked four blocks to the hospital with the baby still attached by its umbilical cord. The new mother, whose name, now you're going to help me here, Xochitl Parra. Is being praised.
What's his name again?
Xochitl Parra.
What's his name again?
Xochitl Parra.
What's his name again?
I think her name is Xochitl Parra.
No, it's
no
not.
What
but you know
saying.
What? Real quick, let's ask one of the Dosaki, either Bree or Liz.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to stay quiet in the background, but
Bree,
I'm about to pee my pants.
How do you pronounce this name? Let me. I'm going to show you this
all
name.
Right,
you might know it. Are you of Spanish heritage?
I think it is Xochitl Parra. Right?
No, it's not Xochitl. Xochitl? Zodi. It's
Xochitl.
Miss Prada.
Miss Parra.
Miss what is Prada it? With what the is umbilical it? Cord.
How do you pronounce that name?
It's Sochi.
Sochi. All right, Sochi.
Sochi.
By the way, an odd spelling of... Yeah,
it's Obama.
It's an odd spelling of Sochi, isn't it?
A little bit.
How do you spell the name?
It starts with an X.
X.
O-C-H-I-T-L.
Oh, yeah.
Sachdl.
Yeah. Soji. Yeah, I got it. Very easy. All right, so what did she do? She had a baby.
Well, she didn't know she was pregnant, and she was all taking right. a shower, and something felt strange, and she pushed, and a baby came out.
And a baby came out.
So this was about 5:30 in the morning. She said it was too early to wake her neighbors. She was worried about what they would think, and her phone's been disconnected. So she walked the four blocks to the hospital, and everyone at the hospital is calling her a hero. Oh. The girl was quoted as saying, "I felt his head coming out, so I sit down and push." And so
there's the kid.
His head would come out. I was just thinking about what to do, and that's what came to my mind, so that's what I did. Para says her mom will help her raise the baby.
Yeah, I heard that she couldn't call 911 because the phone was disconnected.
Yeah, it's disconnected, and she was too afraid to go next door. She was worried about what they would think.
Oh, poor girl. How old is she?
17.
And what? She's a sophomore in high school?
She's probably a junior.
I think it said sophomore.
Well, then she's been held back.
Somebody's holding her back, yeah. Because I was 17 when I graduated
exactly,
high school.
Exactly, me too.
She's got two more years.
Yeah.
But thank God that she's committed to going right back to school. She might be in the... No, I guess she wouldn't be in the same school as her kid. But that's possible. I mean, if she went to college. Like, if they hold her back any longer, that kid might pass her.
It's possible. And especially if the kid starts taking AP classes.
Kid already took a GED.
She'll be a junior in high school when her son's graduating.
Right.
She'll have to take time off to go
to the prom together.
Her son's graduation.
She won't be able to go to senior prom, but he will. She has to go to junior prom.
Yeah, then go to junior and senior prom together. The craziest couple on the planet, ladies and gentlemen. Mom and son.
Sochi and Sochi Jr.
Yeah, Sochi and Alejandro. Let's hear it for them. The king and queen of prom. But that is...
Birmingham High.
So she just picked him up like a football, like it was a Heisman Trophy run.
Yeah.
And ran four blocks.
With the umbilical cord attached.
Still attached.
Yeah.
Wow. So the little kid was like passing, like, I guess that's Jack in the Box. Oh, that's unbelievable. Oh, okay. And she's like showing this kid around the neighborhood.
Right. And finally
walks in the hospital room, or walks in the emergency room. And I heard they had to take a number, that she wasn't like the most emergency case.
Right. Yeah, like a deli
number.
She wasn't
a high priority there.
Yeah. And everyone's praising her for not putting her baby in a dumpster.
Oh, it must have been so weird. How about that for your first, couple of moments on the planet? It's like, my mom's taking me to the hospital, and I got something sticking out of my belly button. It's going into her vagina. Oh, there's Taco Bell. Oh, Babo. Oh, wow.
Tim. Is your name Sochi by chance? You seem to know this story very well.
Sochi. I like Sochi.
Sochi Conway.
I'm sorry that happened, that young lady. But 17 years old. I don't know how big she is, but I think you got to be big to not know you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Right?
To put on another, 40 pounds and not know why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, there's two of you in the shower.
That's a huge bitch!
You go to the shower alone and there's a deuce coming out. All right. Well, I wish the baby the healthiest, happiest life. It sounds like he's got a great start.
Yeah. Chips are not stacked against him at all.
Yeah, it's got one of those, Ozzie and Harriet starts.
Bad
so
vibes.
Congratulations. She'll be a big party for the baby. All right. What else is happening in the news, Gina Grad?
That's what's happening.
And that's the news with Gina, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
Tim tiene problema de juego.
Give us 8.5 minutes and we'll give you a headache.
All right, folks. It is... I call it Dos Equis Day, but people still call it Cinco de Mayo. And eventually will be changed. But we have the two young ladies in here from Dos Equis. And again, it should be called Dos Equis.
It should.
Cinco de Mayo. And we have Bree and Liz. Nice to see the two of you.
Hi, guys. Hey, how are you?
Welcome, welcome. Big day for you, huh?
It was. It was a very action-packed day, actually.
And how many Dos Equis girls are there throughout Los Angeles?
Quite a few, I would think. I would say at least, I know there's a lot of promotions going on today, so probably in the vicinity of about 30 girls kind of in and around Los Angeles, Hermosa Beach,
right.
Santa Monica, all areas.
And what do you do today to promote the big event?
Basically, they have us kind of hopping around different areas. A lot of times we do limo runs so that we kind of pop in with mariachi bands.
Look at that.
A lot of different bars are doing big, big promotions with that. So they'll have bands and pinatas and competitions and pretty much go in.
Hand out some of these.
Look at that.
We got a little maracas.
Get people excited.
We got some gold beads if you want to have a little bling bling action.
Wow.
You know, they are kind of hot. So.
All right. I'm actually drinking an amber right now.
I know. I see. I'm very proud of you.
Oh, it's so
are
beautiful.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's nice and cold, and it's just it's a great beer. And but now, what was your specific day like, though? Did you get up at 6 a.m.?
No, I actually got to sleep in a little till 8.
You did?
Which, that's sleeping.
What was
in
the
my
first
world.
Big event?
Actually, we came here this morning.
Today. Oh, with Corolla?
No, we did a little visitation with Danny, actually.
Oh, Danny Bonaduce.
And kind of harassed him a bit.
Yeah,
so.
I know that guy.
I know that character. That guy,
yeah. And did you stay for the whole hour with the dude?
20
minutes.
Yeah, good 20
did
minutes.
Did he hit on you?
No, not at all.
He hit on Bree.
Did he try to hook you up and get a three-way going with his girlfriend?
Exactly.
Yes. Did he?
He was working that angle. He worked pretty good. Yeah.
I tell you this, he's the hardest working man in radio.
Exactly, I can tell.
All right, Dos Equis, they're all over the place. You can't miss it. When you go into one of these markets, ask for Dos Equis. It's a great beer. The amber beer I'm tasting right now is awesome. But I also noticed that, you know, that you guys, that they never hire... Like a really fat chick who doesn't
I was waiting for that to
who doesn't
come.
Know she's pregnant to be a Dos Equis chick.
So she has no future in Dos Equis. Maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe not. Maybe it's a harsh statement. But.
And you know what they should do is if they ever did hire a real, you know, a big chick, because some guys, that's their preference. You know, they like the big chicks. On the shirt, it should be XXL.
Oh, that would be good, actually.
But yeah, you have two X's on your shirt there.
Yeah, they're very strategically placed X's, if you haven't noticed, too.
I noticed.
They kind of accentuate things. So.
Yeah, but if you had this chick from Long Beach, you'd have to have four X's on that shirt. All right, Sonny, are you both single women?
Yeah.
Relatively young. How old are you?
I'm 26.
26.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do outside of Dos Equis?
I actually have two careers going simultaneously. I work as an actor, and then I also do rock and roll photography.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
What kind of acting do you do?
Mostly television. I just did Without a Trace. I was on it as a guest star last Thursday night.
Really?
And I have a Taco Bell spot running. I do mostly television. So
you're kicking ass.
So far, so good. I can't complain.
And no boyfriend or anything, huh?
No, not at the moment. I am single.
Yeah. What's the longest relationship you ever had?
I actually lived with somebody for 5 years.
And what happened there?
I think we kind of met at a very early age and sort of grew apart. And now we're still actually best friends, but it's...
Is he banging on the door wanting that Taco Bell money?
Exactly. I left him with all the furniture. It was like a mini divorce.
Oh, he did. How long ago did that happen?
We would have split up about 3 years ago.
You haven't found anybody you liked, huh?
You know, I date here and there, and you know, there's a few prospects, but you know, until someone says anything, I'm single.
Is Danny Bonaduce your type?
You know, I'm going to plead the fifth on that and be safe, but you know, we'll see.
Maybe
he worked a few good angles this morning, so
yeah, he's a good guy.
He could be a dark horse in the running. We can go.
Fantastic. Yeah. All right, and then Liz, you're a single woman as well?
No, I am not.
You're married?
No, I'm not married either.
You just got a dude.
I got a dude.
And how long has this been happening?
2.5 years, actually.
That's pretty cool. What does he do?
He's a producer.
Wow, is that right?
Yeah.
What does
Rated
he produce?
G movies. Yeah.
G.
Disney G. style.
And his girlfriend does Dos Equis promos.
Yeah. So he does.
He's a lucky man.
He does G movies. You have two X's on your chest.
Oh my!
Perfect couple. All right. Now, what do you do outside of Dos Equis?
Actor.
Actor.
Yeah.
And what kind of acting do you do?
I focus on film, but I do film, television, commercials.
That's pretty neat. And it's, you know, it's fun when you get work, but it's a pain in the ass to go on these auditions, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, absolutely. And callbacks and, yeah.
And how old are you?
20-something.
20-something.
Solid 20-something.
Oh, now, I hear that, by the way, guys don't get away with that. When you ask a guy how old he is, and he's saying
20-something. I thought you told me you're 21.
Nah, I mean, I get away with it, you know, because I'm 28.
Oh,
but
yes.
But guys who say they're 20-something or early 20s, other guys look at them like they're a-holes.
But, especially when they have a few gray hairs popping in.
Yeah, exactly. But don't look over here, girl. But here is, you know, I don't know if you know this, but the Screen Actors Guild, they have their awards every year.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't know if you watch them and you hope to be one of those chicks at the beginning where it's, you know, like, I'm Bree, I'm a Dos Equis girl, I'm an actor.
Yes.
You know, that whole thing. But you notice that they now call, instead of Best Actress, they call that award the Best Female Actor.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I like that. I agree with
Why
that.
Why do you like that?
I've always said actor because no other artistic profession delegate or you know changes up between male or female. A musician is a musician. A painter is a painter. An actor is the only artistic profession where they actually kind of have this idea that they've got to distinguish between male and female. And I never understood that.
Why wouldn't you want it to be different, though? I mean,
I don't know. know. What's the point? Like, why? It sort of feels like it's like reverse feminism to me.
Yeah, but if a guy says, like, a guy would never say to another guy, like, I have a couple friends in the Valley. I'd never say to a guy, dude, I met this hot actor. Because they look at me
might.
Like, oh, guy's finally coming out of the closet.
Well, would you say I met a hot doctress? It's a doctor.
Well, it's a doctor, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Actor.
Yeah, but no. Here's another reason why you can't do it. Because if you have, here's another term guys will never use. Dude, I went to Jerry's Deli the other day, and I met the hottest female actor on the planet. Guys will never say that, ever.
Why?
Because they're just never going to get used to it. Actor is always a male, and an actress is a female. But I would think that chicks would want to be different. You know, why would you want to be like a guy on every level?
To me, actress just seems like, I don't know, it seems very lowbrow.
You can perform a male role and a female role. You're an actor. You can do multiple things. Actress is female. You stick to female. But as an actor, you can do both.
Yeah, but how many times are you getting calls for both?
Hey, I do a good drag.
All right.
You know what it is? Sounds so flighty. I don't know. I've never been a fan of that terminology.
Yeah, there's steward and stewardess. There's
no, they're actually flight attendants.
Congressmen and congresswomen. Firemen and firewomen. I don't know. Firefighters, I guess. But the whole language is changing now with, you know, like when I say last year, who won the Best Actor Award, you would probably ask me what, female or male, right?
Exactly.
Right.
When all my other friends would go, oh, I know, male, you're talking about males. That's why, you know, the older generation, that we can differentiate because we understand there's a difference between men and women. The younger generation doesn't understand that.
Gotcha.
Because George Carlin had a great line. He said, why would women want to be like guys? Why would they want empty careerism as a choice? Because ultimately, that's what it is. It's an empty career. And now, do you want to have kids?
I do want to have kids,
actually. How many kids?
I like to have two biologically, if I'm blessed with that, and then adopt one, probably.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah. All right. I have a plan. Now I just need to find the man, but that'll come in time.
All right. And Liz, kids?
The more I know about kids, the more I don't know if I want any.
Yeah.
It
is.
You know what?
When you have them, though, your whole life changes.
Maybe in a few years, but right now, N-O.
All right. What's your background? What's your heritage?
Oh, I'm Mexican.
Mexican, and what about you, Bruce?
I'm actually half Italian, and then I'm a mixture of French, Irish, and Spanish on my mother's side.
All right.
Well, if you want to start talking about mixtures, I got Spanish, French, Arab.
A little Heinz 57 over here.
I like so. Brie had to throw in the one billionth Spanish so she could wear that shirt today.
I'm half Italian. That's probably more where I identify, actually.
All right. The girls are here from Dos Equis, everybody. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Where are you guys going next?
Actually, this is our last stop.
It is.
Yeah, we're going around because of
Dos
Equis.
Hang out then for the hour if you like.
All right.
All right. The girls from Dos Equis are here. It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
De los criaderos más finos, de los moroidos saldadas.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
Oh, boy.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. The Dos Equis girls join us, and they're looking for the most interesting man on the planet's assistant. Is that right?
Exactly. Correct. Exactly.
Right. And Bree and Liz are with us. Bree, nice to see you. Liz, nice to see you.
Thank you.
And what are the qualifications for the most interesting man on the planet?
Pretty much what they really want to, and it could be a male or female. There's no preference as far as, you know, who can apply. And they're really looking for, like, the most outstanding characteristics. You know, there's things, you know, if you could speak Farsi or if you...
Let's just say, if you never ask for directions, if you never got lost and you seem to reach your destination early...
Right. Then you're the most interesting man on the planet.
You're qualified.
I don't know many men that can drive and not ask for directions and not get out of being lost. But that's okay. We'll go with it. That really means that you're probably the most interesting man alive if you can do that. So
all right.
I'd suggest stopping.
Does it pay anything? Is it an ad campaign they're running here?
Well, go to dosequis.com and you'll find more information.
Yeah, they got everything there.
Or go to staythirstymyfriends.com for people who can't spell Dos Equis.
Yes, DOSXX.com.
Oh, DOSXX.com. All right, it's not the
EQUIS.
That
will
work too. Dos Equis will work also.
Yeah. All right. And go to DOS, which is Spanish for two. I know that much.
Woohoo! And then
XX. Thank you very much, ladies. All right, if you think you are the most interesting person on the planet, we'll take some phone calls here. And Bree and Liz will judge whether
we're gonna ream ya.
Yeah, whether you're interesting or you're just dull as hell. All right, here are the phone numbers: 520-9710. Dos Equis looking for the most interesting person on the planet's assistant. Right?
Correct.
Assistant for the most interesting man on the planet.
Exactly. Which means in itself that you've got to be pretty darn interesting as well. So.
All right. And I'm sorry, you said it does pay or there's like some prizes or
they
something?
They have all, if anybody's interested, when you go online to apply, it has all the information on there. Basically what they've got set up is that once you apply, you can constantly check back and actually see your ranking as you ranked against other people across the world.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
So it's pretty neat. It kind of, you know, if you need validation or your ego might be completely shot, but
yeah,
you know,
right.
Who knows?
Yeah, you sign up. And you're like 1 million.
Exactly.
Yeah, a guy who you know paints dog crap for a living in the desert won. You're like, wow, well, how'd that guy win? All right, here are the phone numbers. If you think you're the most interesting person on the planet, we'll judge you here. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Again, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. I found out during the commercial break that Bree here is from Cleveland. It comes from a big Italian family. Liz also has a decent-sized family here. I guess a brother and a sister, right?
Correct.
And but Bree here, coming from Cleveland to Los Angeles, you had to think to yourself when you got here, there are so many a-holes around.
There are. I mean, there are. I don't know. I think maybe I got really lucky because I seem to bypass that avenue. Most of the people that I've encountered have actually been pretty decent human beings, at least initially, and then, you know, character flaws start to
surface. How long have you been in Los Angeles?
God, it's been about 8 years now.
And you still have a spirit about you.
I like it. Because I came here and I decided before I moved here that I was going to love it. So I think your sort of state of mind makes a lot of difference.
Right.
So
sit in that seat for a month and I'll bust your spirit.
I'll break it down.
Yeah, you'd be on a Greyhound back to
back to Cleveland.
drinking on the flats. All right, let's talk to, how about John in Phoenix? John, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay.
All right, what do you got?
I'm going through a divorce. I have my 8-year-old son that's with me 5 days a week.
Jerry, please. Guy's going through bedtime.
I'm an ER tech, and I called this number. I didn't know it was a radio station, but I'm an open-minded guy. So.
All right. Now, you have your son's with you?
Yeah, he's 8 years old.
And what happened to the wife?
I left her because she was abusive for 10 years, and to my son, so.
Wait, she was abusing your son?
Well, me, mostly, but she's bipolar.
She's Bob Hope?
Bipolar.
Oh, bipolar. Oh, that makes more sense.
Great.
Yeah, that does make a lot more sense.
Well, I'm going through a divorce, and I have two women I'm with.
Fantastic.
Well, one's 36, and one's 29, and one works, and one don't. And
who works?
The LPN that makes $300 and $400 a night.
I go with the one that works. Yeah, I don't know. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, how old's the one that works?
She's 36.
And the 29-year-old's busted out?
Well, the 29-year-old don't want to make a move. She's never had her driver's license, and she's lived with her mom since for 29 years, she's been with her mom. She's never moved out of the house. She's
and you don't
kids.
Think there's any bipolar going on in that house?
not really.
You don't think there's any depression going on with a 29-year-old Liz at home who's never had her license?
Yeah. She's relying on the system, on food stamps and her mom taking care of her because her mom's an RN.
Her mom's a what?
RN, registered nurse. She makes $500 a night.
I see. All right. Dude, stay away from...
That's what they pay here. That's what they
pay. John, listen, you're not very bright because you spent 10 years with a woman with bipolar. All right?
Right, and I'm getting
so
out
you of need, you need other people to tell you what to do because if it was up to you, you'd still be in that relationship.
Well, not if it wasn't... For Melissa, the 29-year-old, she's the one that helped me get out of that situation.
Right, but you needed somebody to help you get out. You would have been in it if it wasn't for her.
Correct.
Right. So you've got to rely on other people to tell you what to do because you're making bad decisions for yourself. Stay away from that 29-year-old.
Stay away from 29-year-old.
You're so codependent.
Hell away, dude.
I mean, so much better when I'm in the emergency room working with people in the ER room.
Well, then go to the emergency room, but don't go to that 29-year-old's house.
Yeah, I'm an ER tech.
I know you told me that 8 times.
But I have two women for 8 months.
I've picked it up,
and they both know about me, and then one moved in because the mom kicked her out, and then I pushed her back out so there wouldn't be no big old war up in here, Armageddon.
All right, dude. Well, you know what? You have a great job with a lot of responsibility, right?
Correct.
And you make decisions in that ER room that save people's lives.
Yeah, EKGs and other things.
Right, but you can't do it in your own personal life, so you have to rely on other people to help you out. I'd stay away from that 29-year-old dude.
Mm-hmm. Well, my past history is I used to like the abuse because that's all I knew.
You were a pussy.
I know, but dude, eventually you got to leave trouble alone.
Well, this girl that's 36 years old, the girl that I'm with that's 36 years old, she works, she cleans, she sits with my son and does his homework, and I don't do it.
Well, at least you haven't also complicated your life with a crazy dog.
Yeah, I got my dog back.
Oh, Bubba. All right, Johnny, I don't know what to tell you. I feel bad for you because you work your ass off helping people all day, and then you get your ass kicked at night.
Well, yeah, sometimes. Not anymore, though.
Oh, well, tell us about the 36-year-old.
36 years old. She's LPN. She has no kids with her. Her kids were adopted by her sister. That's
a little strange.
Yeah.
Wait, our kids were adopted by her sister.
What's the story behind that?
36-year-old.
How about you try being single? Just an idea. I'm going out on a limb here, but new divorcee might be good to be single for a while.
You got
to
press on, dude.
I need to press on. Yeah.
Worry about your kid. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's strange too. Because all I know is just I need to work and give the money over.
All right, Johnny. Hey, what are you playing in the background? Turn that up. What is that song? Banjo in the background. Yeah, a little dueling banjo. Sounds like the 29-year-old's over playing with him. Oh, man. All right, the Dos Equis girls are with us. We're looking for the most interesting person on the planet. StayThirstyMyFriends.com or go to Dos Equis, DOSXX.com. And we're looking for the most interesting man on the planet, and we will judge tonight and give somebody a leg up, maybe.
Awesome.
Bree and Liz are with us. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
When the sun goes down, Tim Conway Jr. knows what's up. Yeah, I know.
F them all!
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. The girls from Dos Equis are with us.
Yes.
Bree and Liz, and they're looking for the most interesting man on the planet. Could be a woman.
It could be a woman.
Could be the most interesting hermaphrodite. It could be a transsexual.
Could be a transsexual. Lot of I saw a hot tranny mess earlier today, actually, on Hollywood Boulevard. It was quite
awesome.
Really? I should have taken video of it because I wanted to put it on YouTube, but I felt kind of bad about doing
that. How do you know it was a tranny?
I hope it wasn't a woman. I really do. Yeah.
You know what? If you're really
she's not a Dos Equis girl.
If you're really into transsexuals, I'll tell you your corner where you're going to get your most luck or your most bang for the buck, so to speak. Highland in Santa Monica.
Oh yeah, it's like Benito's Taco Stands.
Yeah, there's like right a there's like a little donut shop there.
Uh-huh.
And every time I drive by there at night when we leave the show, I'm looking at at least two or
messes.
Three very tall guys with or tall girls with Adam's apples.
Exactly.
And fake boobs. But that's, and again, if you just come to L.A. and you're tired of the wax museums.
It's free entertainment.
Or Disneyland or, Knott's Berry Farm, and you want to get yourself into some good transsexual stuff. Santa Monica and Highland is your best bet. Santa Monica and Highland. All right, let's talk to Al in Maywood. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
What's up, Tim?
Hey, look at you, dude.
Hello, Al.
Hey, what's up? What's happening, ladies?
What's going on? What are you doing tonight?
Well, I am actually trying to win whatever you guys are offering so I can go to my party already.
All right. Now, you're a college dropout?
Oh.
Yes, actually. By choice, though. By choice.
Oh, by choice. That's what dropout means.
Here's a story. I won a poetry contest when I was a junior in high school. Got a half trip to Cal Poly Pomona.
Okay.
As a mechanical engineer.
Look at you.
Went for 2 years. Dropped out because I got offered a record deal by New Deal Entertainment.
What kind of music do you do?
Hip hop. It was a company that was owned by John Singleton. You know John Singleton, right?
Of course.
I actually did the soundtrack for the movie that came out in August, The Legal Tender.
All right.
I had a single on that. It topped number 10 in Los Angeles.
Nice.
That blew over. I actually started training at an academy called Shootbox, which is an MMA academy.
Fantastic. Can we skip to the end of the resume?
It's a little hefty.
What's
I was a rap singer.
I know. Who cares? nobody listening right now gives a rat's ass.
And I lost it all, and I'm interested.
All right.
I have 9 baby mamas.
Wait a minute, how many kids you have?
You got a football
team. No, I'm just kidding, bro. I
don't have any. Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Good. All right. Now, do you do any rap music?
Excuse me?
Do you do any rap?
Yeah.
Would be really impressed if you did some right now.
Do you want
on
me
the
to
fly?
Do,
yes.
Hear it,
do you want
dude.
Me to do one that I wrote that actually Dr. Pepper bought?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay. I lay awake with you, too lazy to get dressed. Love to feel your breast when you're breathing on my chest. Miss the conversations, the ones that last for ages. Getting me quiet by saying that you want a baby. Asking, would you marry me? Girl, stop scaring me. Don't get
it's
mad.
Awful. It's awful. It's just horrible.
Huh?
Well, when you say Dr. Pepper.
Exactly. Dr. Pepper bought that. Well, they're progressive these days, aren't they?
The drink or some guy running around calling himself Dr. Pepper?
No, the company Dr. Pepper bought that for $8,000.
Did they ever play it?
Yeah, they were actually giving it out in packs of soda.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, dude, you're an interesting guy. And we're going to give you a website to go to, okay? Hold on one second. And we'll give you that information. But I think that's like the kind of guy you're looking
for. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Guy's he's done a lot of things with his life. Nothing all that interesting to begin with. But at least he has...
he's got personality.
Still has energy in life.
Yeah, exactly.
He's still going for it. All right, if you want to be considered for the most interesting man in the world...
Assistant.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the most interesting man in the world needs an assistant. And if you think you have what it takes, grab yourself a pen... And go to staythirstymyfriends.com/jobs. Staythirstymyfriends.com/jobs. And check it out. All right, we got to take a break, girls. Thanks for coming in. That's Bree and Liz.
Thank you. It was a blast.
Yeah, come back anytime, the Dos Equis girls. And that's it then. Again, until Cinco de Mayo
exactly.
next year.
Exactly.
Huh?
We'll be off for the next year.
It's
so maybe we'll
over,
be here.
Gang. All right.
No. Keep drinking Dos Equis.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Party
keep
never
drinking
ends.
Dos Equis, but these girls will be unemployed until May 4th of next year.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
All right. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.